Hey, welcome to episode 380 of the Fantastic Forecast. I'm David Elliott, and I have to announce this podcast has been canceled, effective with episode 645. So yeah, only 265 episodes left. Today, Fantastic Four, 380 from September 1993, Comes the Hunger by Tom DeFalco and Paul Ryan. So at the end of the last issue, Ben Grimm, the Thing, was on his own, flying in a rocket toward Castle Doom. But he got shot down, he crashed, there was a big explosion, and this issue begins with an unconscious Ben Grimm being dragged away from the burning wreckage by a couple of Dr. Doom's robots. They get back to a nearby ship, where a couple of human Doom soldiers are waiting, and they wonder where the rest of the Fantastic Four are. But they receive word that the rest of the FF are back in New York City still. One of the soldiers is going on about how the Master, Dr. Doom, will surely express his gratitude in person for their capture of the Thing. But the other soldier says they just might live longer if they completely stay off of Dr. Doom's radar. Smart guy. They see that Ben is wearing a helmet, so they decide to have a look. They take it off, and they are horrified by what they see. "Ravaged beyond repair," one of them says in horror, which, really, this is kind of stupid. Ben Grimm is a rock monster. How much worse can he look? Back inside the castle, Dr. Doom is checking up on his plan to lure a powerful cosmic being from outer space to Earth so he can steal his powers, which may very well be the worst plan Dr. Doom has ever come up with. Even worse than that whole sending the FF back in time to steal Blackbird's treasure plan. He doesn't even know who this cosmic being is or what his powers are. It is a terrible idea, and I find it hard to believe that Dr. Doom would leave so much of his plan up to chance. A robot comes in and tells Doom that the Thing has been apprehended and is now back in the castle. Doom figures that as soon as the rest of the FF learn that Ben is his prisoner, they'll be on their way to rescue him. So he leaves the room to go get ready for that. Meanwhile, up in space, we see a big glob of cosmic energy. The mysterious being is speeding toward Earth, and soon, obviously, the shit is about to hit the fan. Back at FF headquarters, Reed has put the She-Thing back into a glass tube. She's unconscious, so maybe she can't hurt herself. The Human Torch flies in and says, "I've got bad news, people." Sue asks if there's any other kind. Johnny tells them that Ben did steal the Pogo plane, and now he's not able to get in contact with him. Reed figures that Ben must have already fallen into Dr. Doom's hands. Reed says they need to borrow a Quinjet from the Avengers and go after him. And then he's like, "Ugh!" He's in pain from the psionic axe he took in the chest last issue. Sue was injured too in the fight, and she's having a hard time creating force fields, and she tries, but she's like, "Ugh!" Johnny's looking at his sister and his brother-in-law, and he's thinking that they are in no condition to take on Dr. Doom right now. Maybe now might be a good time to wake up the She-Thing from her beauty rest. I'm sure she'd love to rip Dr. Doom a new asshole. So in another part of FF headquarters, adult Franklin is walking around, thinking that his mother hates him, and what can he do about it? He comes across Lijah the Skrull, who's collapsed on the floor in pain, and she's like, "Ugh!" There's a lot of that going around, isn't there? He helps her up. She asks him to keep her secret private from Johnny, that she's pregnant with his child. I bet Johnny's going to figure that out eventually when a green baby comes out with blonde hair. Back at Castle Doom, Doom's men are tracking the alien creature with their scanners when suddenly it disappears from their scanners. They think there must be some kind of malfunction, or maybe the alien has some way to cloak itself from being scanned. Either way, Dr. Doom is going to rip someone a new asshole, or multiple new assholes, and they're going to be like, "Ugh!" The creature's landed somewhere in Latveria, so the head guy orders everyone to go scour the countryside and find it. Over in the dining room, Dr. Doom and his men are getting ready for a feast, and this time Dr. Doom has company, because Ben wakes up, and he's sitting on this little girly couch, and he sees Doom standing there, saying that he's prepared a feast in Ben's honor. Ben, however, is not inclined to eat. He's more inclined to clobber, saying that after what Doom did to Sharon, he's going to flatten him, splatter him like a rotten tomato. But Doom points out that the two manacles Ben is wearing on each wrist, Doom hits a button, and that gives Ben a powerful electric shock, and he falls to the floor, and he's like, ugh. Doom tells Ben to behave himself, or he'll get some more neuro shocks. But Ben's like a honey badger. He doesn't care. He doesn't give a shit. He says he can fight through the pain. So Doom sits down to eat, and he leaves Ben on the floor, writhing in pain. So Doom continues to blather on about how happy the people are in his kingdom. Well, they better be happy, or else. And Doom just wants to extend his benevolence to the rest of humanity. Ben says the price is too high, but Doom says all he wants is total blind obedience. Is that too much to ask for? So Doom finishes his dinner, and this time he wants dessert. Ben, meanwhile, has been fighting through those neuro shocks the entire time, and he finally passes out from the pain. Back outside, the Latverian soldiers and the robots are searching for the mysterious alien, and there's an explosion. The robots are destroyed. The weird alien creature, energy creature, swoops over, and he attacks one of the men, and he's like, ugh. No, actually, he's more like, ah! He's glowing, and he falls to the ground. The other men run over, and the guy on the ground, he's dead, and his flesh is kind of like mummified. Energy shoots out of the dead man's eyes right at one of the other soldiers. Back inside the castle, Dr. Doom has Ben strapped up to some device. Ben asks Dr. Doom to hurry up and finish torturing him. He wants to get home and watch Beverly Hills 90210. Yes, he's just gonna find out what happens to the gang now that they've all graduated from West Beverly High. What's gonna happen on Dylan and Kelly's trip to Europe? Will Brenda come back from Minnesota? Will Steve be ready if Beverly Hills gets attacked by a Sharknado? Doom says he doesn't plan to torture Ben. He just wants to check out the damage to his face. He pulls off Ben's helmet, and it's not a pretty sight. After being cut up by Wolverine's claws, Ben's face is now missing a bunch of rocks, and half the face is pink and mushy. Doom says he can sympathize with Ben. You know, Doom wants to be like Scarface buddies. So, Dr. Doom says he can help Ben fix his face. Hell, he can do what Reed Richards could never do. Cure him of being a thing altogether. Doom says, you have but to ask. Of course, I should point out, Ben Grimm wanted to be a thing. He was a human for like about 2 years and decided, oh, what the hell, he wants to be a thing again. Maybe Doom doesn't know this. Back outside, the alien creature is going through the village killing people, blowing up robots. The guy in charge is freaking out, feeling responsible for this, getting ready to have that new asshole I mentioned earlier. He heads in to see Dr. Doom and tell him that his people need his help. Doom grabs him by the neck. He gets pissed off over the interruption, but the guy, whose name is Gittleson, says, It is the alien! The alien has taken over another of Doom's men and approaches the castle. He explodes one of the outer walls, and a bunch of robots that look like Dr. Doom are standing there waiting, shooting laser beams at him. Back with the real Dr. Doom, he drops Gittleson to the ground, and he's like, ugh! Doom rushes out of the room to check on his new alien visitor. He grabs the handheld device to steal the alien's powers, and he comes across all his Doom robots destroyed. He hears a scuffle down the hall, and he finds the alien, still possessing one of Dr. Doom's men, fighting with a couple more Doom robots. He turns and he looks at Dr. Doom, but then Doom shoots his device at the alien. Back with Ben, he's tired of being strapped up to that device, and he wants to get the hell out of there. So he struggles, and he breaks free, and it's clobbering time, or so he says. He grabs his helmet, and he runs out of the room. Back with Doom, the alien destroys the device before Doom can even steal his powers, and the alien grabs Doom and starts sucking the life out of him. Ben runs in and sees this, so he rips some electrical wires out of the wall, and he runs over to shock the alien with him. Nearby, in an Avengers Quinjet, Reed, Sue, and Johnny, and Elijah, and Adult Franklin are approaching Castle Doom. They're getting ready to land and find Ben, but they look over, and... So half the castle explodes, and they wonder what the hell happened, and what the hell happened to the thing. And that is the end of the issue. Coming next issue, what happened to Dr. Doom? Did Ben survive the big explosion? Has the killer alien menace been destroyed? And what the hell happened to Devos, Payabok, Claw, and Huntara? Where were they this issue? It's like they took the month off. Did they go on vacation or something? Six Flags, maybe? Oh, and next issue, someone will die. I'm not going to say who it is, but remember how bad the book was the last time Reed Richards wasn't on the team? Get ready for more of that. So anyway, You can download other episodes of this podcast on iTunes or find them all at www.podcastff.podbean.com. I've posted some of my favorite panels at www.podcastff.blogspot.com. And if you have any questions about the Fantastic Four, about this podcast, or if you need relationship advice, you can email me at podcastff@gmail.com. So long, kids. This podcast is over.